Welcome to Fact Checking 101, where there's nothing off limits. We're giving straight facts. We're talking about the latest fashion. We're talking about current events. We're talking about beauty and health tips and much more. Tune in. You don't want to miss it. To Fact Checking 101. This is Gigi, and you are listening to again Fact Checking 101, where there's nothing off limits. Today's guest is no other than Derek Volk. How are you today, Derek?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on the show. This is a great opportunity. I'm excited for this interview. So let's start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My story, really, and the reason that we're talking today is really my son's story. Back in 1991, my wife and I had a little baby boy, and everything seemed perfectly fine with him. When he was about 2 years old, I came home from work one day. My wife sat me down, and she said, "Something's not quite right with Dylan." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And she said, "I don't know, but something doesn't seem right." So my first instinct, as a lot of dads would do, was, "He's fine. Don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with him." She said, "No, something's not right." And I said, "Well, you know, why would you say that? Where are you coming up with that thought?" She said, "There's other boys that come over to the house, and we have play dates and so forth. And when they do, they interact with each other, but Dylan doesn't seem to notice or even care if they're in the room. He just seems completely disconnected. I don't know what it is, but it just doesn't seem right." So that began the adventure that led to me writing a book 20 years later called Chasing the Rabbit, A Dad's Life Raising a Son on the Spectrum. We didn't find out until 6 years after that Dylan had high-functioning autism after a series of diagnoses by one quote-unquote expert after another, who every time we went to somebody, we discovered that, lo and behold, whatever they specialized in is exactly what he had. Mm-hmm. So he was diagnosed with Tourette's and OCD and spirited child syndrome. And it was only 6 years later when they diagnosed him with high functioning autism, Asperger's syndrome at the time. It was like a light went on above. I mean, it was incredible. Everything suddenly made sense. Excuse me. All of a sudden, all his quirky behaviors, all his meltdowns, it had some kind of explanation, but that didn't help us fix anything. It didn't help us get through what ended up being many, many years of many difficult days, because we didn't know anything about autism, Asperger's syndrome. Most people at the time didn't know much about it, so we didn't really have anybody that could help us. And it led to him getting kicked out of school in sixth grade, ending up in several crisis units, going off to boarding school, getting kicked out of boarding school, eventually moving to Florida, getting arrested several times, moving to Utah, and 263 pages later, I ended up with a book called Chasing the Rabbit, which is the story of my life raising Dylan, who is now 27 and living on his own in Los Angeles, California, and doing very well. So we have been speaking around the country mm-hmm. for the last 3 years about our story. And Dylan actually just released a sequel of sorts to my book. And that is called Bad Choices Make Good Stories, My Life with Autism. And you can get both our books at volkbooks.com. So if you go to volkbooks.com, and I'll even give your listeners a discount. They type in the discount code VOLK9, V-O-L-K, in the small letters, and the number 9. I'll give them $5 off to everybody who's listening to your show right now.
Okay, perfect. That's a great story. And I want to ask, what made you decide, well, I'm going to just open my family up to the public? I know I'm a teacher, special education teacher, and so kids come through every day on the spectrum, and you have a lot of parents that are like crushed because they're like, my kids are totally different. They'll never be able to do certain things that other kids are doing, and some are even in denial, and they really don't know how to raise these kids. Or oftentimes you hear people talk about how are they going to be as teenagers and as adults, you know. So what made you decide, I'm going to open my family up to the public and share our experience in hopes that it'll help someone else?
It's interesting that you asked that question, because so the story behind the book is interesting. I actually sat down to write a business book. I own a corrugated box company in Biddeford, Maine, and I sat down. I thought, a friend told me I should write a book about running a business, and so I was like, yeah, I can do that. So I sat down to write a book about business, and as I was sitting there looking at a completely blank screen, because I wasn't really sure what I was going to write about, I heard a voice that I believe was God. It was almost audible. It was so clear in my head. And the voice said, that's not the book you're supposed to be writing. You're supposed to write a book about Dylan. And it was so clear. I literally, I almost turned my head. It was so clear. I thought there was somebody in the room with me. I mean, I didn't actually hear a voice. You know, it didn't sound like Morgan Freeman or anything. But it was so clear. And I'm like, what the heck? And I'm a Christian, but I never in my life thought I heard God's voice before. So I was taken aback by it. And I started writing. I just started writing and writing. And eventually I had so much to write that I couldn't keep up. So I started recording the book and sending it to my daughter, who's now a third-year law student at Temple. And I would send her the audio files, and she would type them for me. And I don't think the book ever would have been completed without that help. When I got done, I realized, yeah, I've exposed my family to a lot here. And part of the reason, to be honest with you, if you read my book, and we have 195 reviews on Amazon, 185 of them are 5 stars and 10 of them are 4 stars. And you'll see a recurring theme throughout those reviews, and they all say how the book is brutally honest and how raw it is and how it felt like you were in my living room. And the reason for that is because I didn't think anybody was ever going to read this book. I wrote this thing with the complete feeling in my head that it was something I had to do, but as soon as I tell Dylan that I wrote a book and shared all his most intimate stories, he was going to say, no way, there's no way you can do that. You can't tell everybody all those things about me. And if he wasn't on board, then I wasn't going to do it. So I figured this thing was going to get completed, sit on a thumb drive in my top drawer, and that would be the end of it. Well, lo and behold, I called Dylan, and he was like, yeah, I'm fine with that. And I said, really? Because there's some things in this story you're not going to probably like me talking about. And he was 24 at the time, and he said, nah, I'm good with it, whatever. And I said, well, you know, we might be able to do something on this if, you know,
I'm known for
any rights. And he says, well, I'd be great at that. And he is. He is an absolute rock star. He is one of the best speakers I've ever seen. It's just absolutely captivates audiences. So we've got over 100 presentations all around the country now. He's just incredible. So I then went to my wife, who was a politician at the time, and I said, you know, you better read this thing and make sure you're comfortable with me sharing all these intimate details about our family. She was a little nervous about it, but after she read it, she said, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You have to share this. So we did, and the book was written, and it has become really one of the most important things I think I've ever done in my life. I think it's really, when I look back at it now, I really believe that everything we went through with Dylan was because this book was supposed to be written, because of the impact that it's had on so many families. It's been overwhelming, to be honest with you, how just sharing what we went through, sharing our struggles, being completely honest. And if anybody, any of your listeners ever get a chance to attend any of our presentations or go see some of our videos on YouTube, we do not hold anything back. I don't hold anything back in Chasing the Rabbit. Dylan holds nothing back in Bad Choices Make Good Stories. He lays it right out there and tells exactly what he feels, what he thinks. I do the same thing. We figured that our feeling was that if we're not honest, we're really not. There's really no purpose in doing it, because we're not being sincere.
That's so true.
And people will pick up on that pretty quickly. So when you start my book, if any of your listeners decide to buy Chasing the Rabbit. And it's available on Kindle and audio. If you buy the book, it will not take you long before you realize that this is a complete, open, and honest story about what we went through. I don't make myself out to look like a hero in any way. I tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly about what we went through.
That's awesome.
And that's what it needed to do. That's what we needed to do in the books. That's what we needed to do in our public presentations that we've done around the country. We're headed to Savannah. We're headed to West Palm Beach, Oklahoma, Missouri, speaking at different conferences. And that's what people want to hear. They want to hear, what did you go through and how did you get through it? And how, you know, I tell people what we went through with Dylan and how difficult life has been, frankly, raising this young man. And then they see him speak and they're like, wow, how did what you're just talking about turn into that? And he still struggles. I mean, life is not easy for Dylan. Every day is a challenge. But he's been through an awful lot, and we're really proud that he was not only has survived it all, barely in some cases, but he was brave enough to write this book and share his story. It's pretty amazing. There's a lot of kids out there that have gone to Ivy League schools and done a lot more quote unquote accomplishments. But I think when you read Chasing the Rabbit and if you read Bad Choices Make Good Stories, you'll realize what an amazing young man Dylan is.
Yeah, he sounds like he's amazing. I think it's amazing that he was actually on board. You know, a lot of people aren't for sharing some of the bad stories that's going on within their lives. But it was, I think the book is even more successful because you had everyone that should have been on board, you know? And so I want to talk about, I feel like you're a brand. And so the Derek Volk brand, you have a publishing company, correct?
Yes, yep.
And you have a show, and now you're an author. How did this all fall underneath one umbrella? Is this something that you've always aspired to do, or is this something that just kind of fell into your lap?
It all fell into my lap. I didn't aspire to do any of this. I aspired to make boxes and raise my family as best I could, and didn't plan on any of this. I explained how the book came out. The radio show, the Derek Volk Show, you can go to DerekVolkShow.com to check that out if anybody's interested. It's a podcast as well. That just kind of fell into my lap one day. I was actually a guest on a radio show, a business talk show, and they asked if I had ever thought of having my own radio show, and I laughed and I said, no, I never thought of having a radio show. And she said, well, what would your show be about? And I said, I make boxes and I coach softball. I don't think either one of those is going to make much of a show. and she said, well, we'll be in touch, which I thought meant you will never hear from me ever. And then a few days later, they called me up and they said, we'd like to give you a one-hour Saturday morning talk show about whatever it is you want to talk about. It started out as mostly a business talk show, and it's kind of morphed as my life changed. I talk a lot about veterans' issues that are very important to me. I'm not a veteran, but I have tremendous respect for veterans, and have built a large tribute wall outside of my company called the Volk Packaging Heroes Wall. It's a 50-foot heroes wall with tiles of veterans out. And anybody, if anybody's listening and they're a veteran, if you go to VolkBoxes.com, VolkBoxes.com, and you want to put a tile to honor your family, your hero in your life, we have a military heroes wall that will eventually hold 700 tiles of veterans. And then I'm going to build another wall if I fill that one up. So I have a lot of veterans shows. I've done a lot of shows about autism, basically whatever I'm interested in. So if anybody's out there and you have something interesting to say, or you have a good book that you wrote, reach out to me. I'd love to have you on my radio show. It's pretty much a whatever Derek is interested in show. And so I love to learn. And so I'm just constantly looking for new things. And I don't like, as you can probably tell, I don't let a lot of grass grow under me. I figure I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Right. I mean, why not utilize the time we have here on Earth? Doing something
right.
That you love doing.
Exactly.
So do
and I like to give back. I like to make a difference.
That's important as well. Because I feel like
I've been very blessed.
Yes, I feel like it's kind of pointless if you're not helping someone else along the way, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I believe very strongly in Matthew 12:48. It says, you know, too much is given, much is expected. I've been given a lot in this life. I have had good health. I have a beautiful family. I have an amazing wife. I have a thriving business, and I feel like I owe the world something, and so anything I can do to give back, I try to do.
That's awesome. And Derek, I'm sure that's why you're successful as you are now, because you're willing to give back, and in return he blesses you.
There's definitely another book easily in me between when Chasing the Rabbit ended and today. And some of that is in Bad Choices Make Good Stories, because one of the things that Bad Choices Make Good Stories does is it takes from where my book stopped and takes you over the next few years of Dylan's life. And unfortunately, he got mixed up in some drugs and got arrested, and he talks about that experience. And praise God, knock on wood, he's been clean for almost 2 years now, and he's really trying very hard to make sure that he stays out of trouble. And again, it's just another reason I'm proud of him, despite not making some good decisions. But they make good stories.
I don't know Dylan personally, but based off what you said, I'm proud of him as well. You know, I feel like people on the spectrum, they can also succeed in life. We just have to give them that opportunity. And working with the kids that I work with pre-K students. It's just interesting to see how they start off. And a lot of people that don't really understand count them out, at the very beginning. But it's very important when you have people that are believers and that believe in you and that believe you can do anything and that's willing to give you a chance. So I thank you for being that parent and not giving up on Dylan, or just kind of saying, okay, well, he's on the spectrum and that's why he's doing what he's doing. And there's really nothing I can do. So I really do thank you for that.
Well, thank you. We always tried to be aware that autism was causing a lot of bad decisions he made.
Mm-hmm.
But we never let him use it as an excuse. We never let him say, because I have autism, I can get away with this or get away with that. It was okay, we understand why you did it, but that's not an excuse. You need to, Dylan talks about this as well, is at some point he realized that because he's pretty high functioning, he often appears, and this is the biggest problem with his jobs experience, he gets a job, and even though he tells them that he has autism, often after a few weeks of working there, it doesn't feel like he has autism, or what people's impression of autism is, and people go often by what they feel, not by what they know. So even though they know he has autism, if it doesn't feel like he has autism, they treat him just like anybody else, and you really can't treat him like anybody else, because he has a neurological disability that significantly impacts him. And if you go to, again, if you go to his website, which is VolkBooks, VolkBooks.com, there's a fantastic video that he did this past summer in Denver where he talks about how he got fired at a camp for disabilities because of his disability.
Wow.
And you can't make stuff like that up. And, you know, what he says is, you know, don't underestimate my disability just because you can't see it. Which is very true, right? I often compare Dylan to, like, a really tall 4-year-old. You know, if you see a really tall 4-year-old, people will treat that kid like he's 6. And then when he acts like a 4-year-old, they get annoyed because he looks like a 6-year-old. But he's not. He's just a 4-year-old who happens to be really tall. And
yes. That's
kind of Dylan. Even though he appears normal, he's not. And for those listening that might think that's an insult, it's not. Dylan knows he's not normal, and he's fine with that terminology.
Well, that's awesome, Derek. Okay, so I want to know, I do this at the end of every show, because my job is for whoever's listening to be inspired, to be transpired, to be motivated, to be educated, and to be informed by something. And so if you could share some inspiration with the listeners, what would that be?
If I could share something with the listeners, I would just let them know that First of all, if you work with somebody with autism or you have a family member with autism, I know it's hard, but you can get through it. You're not alone. A lot of people, especially family who have a child with autism, feel like they're all alone. They're not. There's a huge community of people out there. I've met them all over the country that have been through what you're going through. And as hard as it is, they're not alone. Please know that. And secondly, one of the difficult things that I've realized is that unless you've lived it, it's really hard to understand what it's like to raise a child with a disability. And I had a gentleman in Lakeland, Florida, a couple of years ago, and he said that his family was really, not understanding what he was going through, and he was really struggling with that. And what was my advice? And I said, honestly, you're not going to like my advice. My advice is cut them some slack, because they're not going to get it. Unless they've lived it, they're not going to really understand what it's like to live day in and day out and to feel what it feels like as a parent to have a child, any disability. And again, I'm not insulting anybody who has a disability. It's just, it makes life more difficult. It's a fact. It's just a fact. And I'm not one to pretend things are better than they are. It's a challenge to raise a child with a disability. It makes life more difficult. It used to drive me crazy when I would go to these support groups and people would talk about their child and how difficult life was, and they're about to get a divorce because they're fighting all the time and so forth and so on. And then they would say, but I wouldn't change Timmy for anything. And I'd look over and I think, really? You wouldn't change Timmy at all? You're happy with Timmy just like this? This is working for you. And I asked Dylan one time, I said, Dylan, let me ask you a question. And I told him that story. I said, if I had a magic wand and I was like, no, I like Dylan just the way he is, what would you think? He said, I would never forgive you. He said, if you had a magic wand in your pocket and you could make my life easier and you just left it in your back pocket, I don't think I could ever forgive you for that. Why would I want my life to be more difficult? Why would I want your life as my parent to be more difficult? So it doesn't mean you don't love your child to admit that it's difficult. It's difficult. That's okay. But you can get through it, and you got to have faith that my wife and I really hung on a lot as we went through this process, and whether it was Dylan getting kicked out of school, Dylan, getting arrested, or whatever it might be, and he never got arrested for anything other than the drugs, which was definitely not a good thing. Most of the time, it was things that he misunderstood and did something stupid. And we always really clung to Jeremiah 29:11, mm-hmm. which says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. We really clung to that. There is a purpose for your child's life, no matter what that child's going through right now. God doesn't make mistakes. So there's a purpose for your child's life, and it's a reason that you're that child's parent. And that's what you need to just figure out. And sometimes it takes a while. It took me a while.
That's awesome, Derek. I think it is important that you guys get your story out, which you are doing. I know that it has affected and impacted people in a positive way. I'm glad that you guys are doing it. I'm glad that you're continuing to do it. I think it is important to have patience if you are a parent that's dealing with this kind of issues, and remember that your child can succeed and can be something great. And we have Dylan to look to for that. You spoke earlier that he's doing very well in Los Angeles, living by himself, which is extremely huge. And I thank you guys for giving him that independence. A lot of times we like to shelter kids or different things of that nature, but kudos to you guys for letting him be an adult and letting him live his life, and giving him his space. And thank you for shedding some light. A lot of us may not know about autism, or we may hear about it, and like you say, because it doesn't look like someone has autism doesn't necessarily mean that they don't. So I thank you for sharing that with us and making that clear. And so we can, just so we can, as my listeners, as well as myself, just so we can support you guys and follow your journey, could you share with us info on how we can purchase your books. I know you said that we can purchase it on your website. If you could recite that again, as well as the code. And then also, if you can share with us any of your links, if you have any links or any of your social media handles, just so that we could continue to support you guys.
I would be happy to do that. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. And thank you for having me as a guest. I appreciate that as well. I love nothing better than sharing our story. My our website, the best way to go is very simple, Volk, V-O-L-K, that's our last name, volkbooks.com. Mm-hmm. You can buy both books there. You can buy one book for $20 or two books for $30, so you get a $5 discount on the package deal for two books. And if you want another $5 off, put in the code VOLK, V-O-L-K, in all small letters, VOLK9, the number 9, and that will be a special discount, $5 off just for the listeners of this show, and that's available whenever you happen to listen to the show. It doesn't expire, and you can follow us at Chasing the Rabbit Book on Facebook. Chasing the Rabbit Book is our Facebook page, and if anybody wants to reach out to me, I'm on Twitter at Derek Volk, D-E-R-E-K-V-O-L-K, at Derek Volk. And if you really want some entertainment, and I will warn everybody that if you are easily offended or you don't have a sense of humor, you can not listen to this. But if you are not easily offended and you do have a sense of humor, Dylan has a series of videos that are on YouTube under Real Dylon, R-E-A-L-D-I-E-L-A-W-N. And there's a link on the volkbooks.com to watch the Real Dylon videos. If you want to really get a look inside Dylan's head, every day he does a video of basically whatever's on his mind. It is completely unfiltered. So, again, if you're easily offended, I would avoid his channel. But if you have a good sense of humor, the videos are very funny. And they really are we say that Dylan's book is a deep dive inside his brain, and his videos are an even deeper dive inside his brain, because he does them while he's driving along, and they are whatever is on his mind. Check out Real Dylon, E-I-E-L-A-W-N, and again, volkbooks.com, code VOLK9, and we'd love to hear from anybody who's listening. Please reach out to us. We'd love to hear your story and hear what you're going through. And again, I really appreciate you having me on the show today. If you want to have Dylan on, I'm sure he'd be happy to be a guest on your show as well sometime.
Yes, of course. I have to definitely get Dylan. Thank you again. If you are looking to promote your brand, gain exposure, new leads, and an increase in sales, check out Fat Checking 101 Product Placement Promo. For more information, email fatchecking101@gmail.com. And for this week, we all have the same 24 hours. It's up to you to decide what you'll do with it. Until then, live a little bit more, laugh a little bit more, and love a little bit more. This your girl, Gigi. Keep your head up. The sky's the limit.